The Irish Celtic Music Podcast, show number 626. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and you can also, of course, buy their stuff and support them. That would be greatly appreciated. You can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. We kicked off the show with Jua Rossi with Factory Smoke and Walsh's Hornpipe from Irish Tunes on Mandolin. Next up is The Bedroom Set by Wolf and Clover from their album 12 Month and a Day.
Thank you. after the storm. There's a break in the clouds, the rain has gone, leaving spaces in our lives. We bend down and look through the torn and tattered, searching through what used to matter and which can never be replaced. Together and alone, after the words, an eerie stillness fills the air. Turn our eyes away from the hurt that lingers there. We kneel down and search through the scrapped and scattered, searching for what used to matter. For future lies before us, together or alone. Gentle breeze that tells of changes in the wind. And I can't help to hope for changes in our lives, to fill the empty spaces where the hurt and anger lie. After the storm, there's a break in the clouds, the rain has gone, leaving spaces in our lives. We bend down and look through the torn and tattered, searching through what used to matter and which can never be replaced. Together and It's my winter hoggles, fain no more copain. Tan shatain thursha, locked not if ever on. Oh, God, the tale hash, oh. Kids long who are not kind, Kegger father. Huggers mean to the Naran Mogroya the Gobwah. Hungar sorrow is Kalin, a god
After Wolf and Clover came the Dust Bunnies with After the Storm from What Goes Around, then Santiago Molina with Zamba del Laurel from Desde un Nuevo Lugar, and finally Teda with Elon Dune on Ore. That's from his album As the Days Brighten, or Kosh Kem Quilig. Hopefully I got those pronunciations right. A big thanks to Neil McShea, who keeps providing me with some pronunciation guides in some of my episodes when I can remember to have the time to ask him and such. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can also message me on Facebook. And if you would like to introduce an episode of the podcast, it's super easy. Contact me for details. Meta Ravenheart replied, "Thanks to the offer. Generally, I listen to your amazing podcast when I am making my morning brew or I am jeeping to my next hike in the mountains of the southwestern New Mexico. I will spend St. Patrick's Day celebrating the coming of spring and the sprouting of my clover lawn. Who knows? Maybe I'll find a four-leafer." That sounds lovely, going to the mountains, though. God, it's warm here in Atlanta, which I think is warm a lot of places right now. If you haven't checked out The Carbon Almanac at thecarbonalmanac.org, I'd highly recommend it. It's a great book that with some tips and thoughts and factual evidence about climate change. Go check that out. Steve and Jane emailed, "Mostly just listening and enjoying the music and wishing I could play like that. Cooking Bangers and Mash, St. Patty Parade March 10th, and St. Augustine Celtic Festival March 10th and 11th, and St. Patty Celebration in Pontevedra, Florida, on Sunday, March 19th, watching TV to see Chicago River and Hillsborough River in Tampa dyed green. Steve Marlowe emailed, "Hi Mark, while I'm listening, I am sitting on my narrowboat, my home, and perhaps doing little jobs. On St. Patrick's Day, I will be in my local drinking a Guinness and listening to an Irish band, local guys." Nanette Billings replied, "I usually do house cleaning. For St. Pat's Day, I'm making traditional corned beef and cabbage and doing what I do any other day." And finally, Zachary Gunter messaged me on Patreon, "Hey Mark, I was introduced to Irish music through an album done by the 97th Regimental String Band. They focus on American Civil War music, but on one of the albums, Irish Chanty, if I remember right, I gained an appreciation for the Irish Celtic genre. Not sure if it's possible, but if there was an episode based off of Irish music focused on war songs sung in battle, that would be an awesome episode. Thank you for everything you do. I've been listening for years now, on and off, and it never fails to brighten my day. While I don't do nearly enough themed episodes, I will keep that in mind. I do have a list that I keep around every now and then, and will sit down when the mood strikes me. So I'll see what I can do for you, Zachary. Thank you so much for supporting the music over on Patreon. And hey, if you're in a Celtic band, I'd love your music and stories for this year. You can submit, just complete the permission form at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. And you'll also find information on how to submit a story behind one of your songs or tunes. I'd love to play your music on this podcast. So go complete that form. I need that in order to play the music. Let's do another set of music. Banshee in the Kitchen is up next with Exile of Maggie from band Oh She's.
Thank you.
After Banshee in the Kitchen came Rebecca Gilbert and Kelswater Bridge with Red is the Rose from Origin, then Morgan Maugen by The Chieftains from Bear's Sonic Journals, The Fox Hunt, live in San Francisco, 1973. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. It is because of your kind and generous support that this show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners, you get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. Special thanks to our Celtic legends, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda, Megan Walker, Karen, Emma Bartholomew, Dan McDade, Bob Harford, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, and Annie Lorkowski. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge on our Patreon page. $1, $5, $10, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. That's what the Celtic legends do. Many of them pledge $25 and then they cap it at $25. And some do more, but you can cap and it's in your control. Number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And I do want to let you know that I take people on Celtic invasion vacations. These are small group traveling experiences, and we go to one area and we stay there. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us for an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos, but in 2024... we're going to Northern Ireland and the Isle of Man, another one of the Celtic nations. This one will be a bit different, but I'm super excited to, I think this will be number 6 off our list of places we have been wanting to go explore for the longest time. We've been to Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, Cornwall, and this will be Isle of Man, the only other place is Galicia in Spain, so that be coming in the future. But you can learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. I don't know if hopefully the itinerary will be up and running by the time you go over there, but go to CelticInvasion.com, because you, if nothing else, I will email you. You sign up to that mailing list, and I will email you and let you know if it's ready to go. All right, I have a story from last year's Celtic Invasion vacation. We went to Clare Island in County Mayo, and so I was there we were. I saw that there was a couple whiskey distilleries in County Mayo, and one of them was on Clare Island, and I was like, huh, interesting. And I got over to Clare Island, and I was like, huh, I don't see a place where a whiskey distillery is. And so I forgot about it. We're taking the ferry back, and I look at one of the guys who's riding the ferry, and he has on his jumper, it says Clare Island Whiskey. I was like, huh. So I say, hey, can you tell me where was this? I was looking for it. I didn't see it anywhere. And then he proceeds to tell me the story of Clare Island Whiskey, and I'm going to let him share that right now.
Hello, this is Carl O'Grady from Clare Island Whiskey, Ireland's only whiskey aged at sea for the full maturation, which is 4 years plus, on a small boat called the Dolphin, which was the ferry to Clare Island for over 30 years. She was sold in 1996. She was to a fisherman. She was passed on to another fisherman. She was neglected. She sunk at a pier in Binghamstown in North Mayo. I heard about it. Found her, brought her back to Clare Island, rose her up, brought her back to Clare Island, and I spent 2 years bringing her back to life with the man that built her originally in 1968 as my guide, and I put the first cask of whiskey on board her in 2017, and we've been aging whiskey at sea since. We have a 280 bottle release annually. And the next third release will be coming out later this year after we have get through this really warm spell of weather, which gives great activation in the cask, which we're looking forward to seeing the final result of. And we ship to the USA from our website, clareislandwhiskey.ie. The bottles are in around €300 per bottle. They're original. There's only 280 of them, and they're built into this sea chest, as we like to call it, which is made from 100% recycled timber. There's no plastic on the bottle or the box. We use cardboard, recycled cardboard to package it, and we can send it to the US through the Irish whiskey auctions in Dublin. And so very excited. The man that used to drive the boat back in the day with my dad, Chris O'Leary, his son is driving the boat here today. We're on our way across from Clare Island to Runa Point. And Humphrey O'Leary is driving the boat today, and his dad drove the Dolphin way back in the day. So interesting story. It's delighted to be on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast to introduce the show today. And yeehaw, as they say, and plenty of crack agus ciol.
Is that a great story or what? You never know what's going to happen on one of my Celtic invasion vacations. I think some of these moments are the ones that you're like, wow, this is just a cool experience. All right, back to the music. Next up is Cantrip with Time Will Cure Me from their album Undark.
Lonely the life that once I led, strange the paths on which we tread. Led me to you, unlikely but true. Sabra girl, clouding my view. Rainy the day, the first time we met. Deep was the talk as we lay on your bed. It didn't seem wrong to sing a sad song. Sabra girl, soon you'll be gone. Early the morning and sad the goodbye, with a wave of your hand and a smile of your eye. Lately did meet no sooner to part. Sabra girl, homeward must start.
Lenny is green. August 7th, Lodi. Whisper my secrets, embracing thee. Oh, carry my song across the sea.
Thank you.
cobbled streets with wonder, hope, and pride. From mountains, glens, and western isles, peat land at every side. Come lead us with the pipes and drums to our field of victory. For every clan is gathered here to lift one voice and sing. Raise a glass to the wildflower, brave her song. North, south, east and west, together we are one. We lift our eyes, our hands held high, our hearts stay firm with fire. For we will see our light again, the city by the sea.
After Cantrip came Claire Sands with Carry My Song featuring Susan O'Neill. That's from her self-titled album. Then Tallulah with Red Sky from Rising. And we finished up the set with a new single, and that was Brother C from a brand new single that they released. It's called As One. Hope you enjoyed that track. If you did, you can vote for it in the Celtic Top 20. It's our way of finding the best songs and tunes each year. You do need to be a patron of the podcast to cast your vote. Find a link the top of the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. We're going to finish up the set with Niamh Doon. This is from her album Tides. It is Did You Ever Love Me? Thank you so much for listening. Back again next week. Sláinte.
Stop all the clocks, I'll make you a son. Hide me away, love, so no one will know what I've done.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.